This is the brief on the future of AI mental health regulation. So, three totally different experts, a psychologist, a state senator, and a neuroscientist, independently drew up the exact same blueprint for making AI chatbots safe, and it's literally rewriting the rules for clinical tech. First, we set the clinical baseline with Dr. Vile Wright at the APA. Her oversight view? AI is an adjunct, never a substitute. I mean, a chatbot calling itself a therapist is essentially practicing medicine without a license. Clinicians, use her FTC brief to push back at state boards. Founders, make her recommendations your federal compliance map. Second, North Carolina Senator Jim Burgin turns these ethics into hard law by applying the highest legal standard, a strict duty of loyalty, right to chatbots. Clinicians, frame your advocacy around this duty of care. Founders, simple disclosure checkboxes just won't cut it anymore. But really, you have to wonder, can an AI company relying on maximizing user engagement ever truly satisfy a legal duty of loyalty to a user? Finally, neuroscientist Ross Harper proves this actually works in the real world with his UK platform, Limbic. Here, the AI handles structured intake, but the human clinician completely owns the final decision. It's wild. While US companies debated if this was even possible, Harper literally cleared strict medical regulations and deployed across 63% of the UK's National Health Service. Clinicians, point to Limbic as proof AI safely augments you. Founders, match his exact medical grade setup before trying to scale. Ultimately, whether enforced by clinical ethics, fiduciary law, or medical regulators, the human clinician absolutely owns the decision, and the AI just does the heavy lifting.